American and alcoholic. I'm a great member of this group. It's good to be here tonight. It's kind of funny how it works, you know. I was at home with my wife doing a little yard work, and my phone went off, and it was Joe, and he just texted me that the speaker couldn't come. Would I be willing to? And I was kind of kidding with my sponsor a little bit. You know, it's one thing that's amazing about the men in this group, you know, that I've found and I've come to know is just how deep the bullpen is. You know, whatever happens, you know, people step up. That's what I found to be true in my experience over the years here. You know, I came into AA in a lot of pain. There's been a lot of loss, a lot about what we read in the second half of the chapter here in the 12th step. You know, I've been through a divorce, a marriage of 31 years. There's been a lot of loss. And, you know, quite simply, that it just been... alcohol had its way with me, you know. I was in a lot of pain emotionally, you know, and I came into these halls and stayed sober simply by going to open meetings. And it took about a year or so. I tried the steps in a different fashion. They were well-intentioned by a guy with a lot of experience in terms of sobriety years. And I felt better for a little while. He took me through sort of like a 12 and 12. I came to find out Big Book way. But for me, it really the pain always returned, you know, the sober in AA, and my behavior was awful. And it was a direct result of my alcoholism, untreated alcoholism, still sober. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about a drunkalog or a stepalog on every step that came up in, you know, to this point. But I will say, when I got to this point, I had picked a sponsor from this group who I've come to care about very much and identify so much of my life with his. And I felt totally at ease. And we did this work. And through this process, many changes had happened. You know, I had found a God of my understanding. Started to answer some questions on why I was like I was. I saw that in the fourth and fifth step and how I operated by looking at the turnarounds and the resentments. All these things, I didn't know about myself. And all these character defects were only enhanced by the use and abuse of alcohol, I have to say. I'm sure a few people in here can identify with that. I don't know, we lost a group member here, I don't know, a little over a year ago. His name was Warren, and he was funny. I used to listen to him all the time, and he'd sit here and he'd say, well, you know, I can't speak to most of the guys in here about what their devotions are. They might be in banking, they might be mechanics, they might be this or that. He says, but one thing I can talk about all day with any of you is what booze will do and can do to you if you drank like I did. And I always heard that, and that's what I identify with. And that's one of the things I'm grateful for as a member of this group. You know, I came in and just sat there and listened, and little did I ever think of how my life would change and how much better it would get and how I'd come to figure out that the men in this group, there's nothing I've gone through in this, you know, in sobriety that somebody in this room hasn't gone through, whether it's problems with the IRS or it's relationship problems. Anyway, that's what I needed to hear. I needed that help. I needed solution-based help. And that's what I found by coming to this meeting. One of the things my sponsor asked me to agree to the night I asked him to be my sponsor was that if someday I got the call that somebody needed help or, you know, reached out to me, one of the conditions along with coming to this meeting was that I'd be willing to do that. And little did I know that night that would ever happen. And eventually it did. As a result, I can honestly say my life's become fuller and fuller. You know, a lot of the promises they talk about in the readings, whether it's the 9-step promises or just working with others here in the last half of the 12th, you know, have only served to enhance my life. And I think the biggest message is, for me, At this point, I had begun to have that spiritual awakening, and this is what it's talking about. Suddenly, I began to care more about others than I did myself and my own problems. And for me, that was an amazing thing. I was for so long all caught up in the selfishness and all these defects. It talks about it in the book, you know. It says, we alcoholics suffer from four things, or four things we always bring to the battle. We're selfish, dishonest, we're self-seeking, and we're fearful. And that was the case every time I look back at it. So anyway, working with others for me has helped in that I always ask for help before I speak to a man. And around here, I was taught how to listen to understand, not just blurt out a reply, and that's a whole different thing. Because that's what my sponsor and these guys in here did for me. They listened to understand, or to understand what I was going through, and I could tell the difference. Anyway, this last half of the 12th, you know, I could identify with myself, but also there did come that time where I started to work with guys a little bit. And, you know, I was instructed that, you know, just don't give out your phone number to, you know, pursue people. And I tried to do that. And when I was unconfident, I would contact my sponsor and I'd say, look, what should I do here? Well, you should start out by asking for help, which I try to do. You know, making myself available was huge. And also finding out everything I can, like it says in the reading, about the guy and telling him my story. You know, build up a dialogue. I thought many of the things in my life would be negatives to somebody I'd meet. And came to find out that, you know, like for instance, I love to fish. I'm a commercial fisherman. There's been different guys that I've talked to that had an interest in that. And in breaking the ice in that way helps a great deal, I think. And also, I used to be an athlete of sorts, and I can share on that. And I learn so much about other people or guys in terms of that, and talk about my alcoholism, like it says, you know. It's an amazing thing. You know, it comes down to this a lot of times, I find out. It's just that being willing to listen. I think, you know, for years I went to a psychiatrist and psychologist, and I do advocate that, and I know it helps a great deal, you know, whatever type of aftercare. I used to laugh a little bit, you know, because this one woman I'd see every week, I'd go for 45 minutes, you know, and I thought I could beat booze that way, you know, some form of recovery that way. And I'd say to her, you know, or she'd say to me after 45 minutes, session, you know, well, you know, time's up. And at the time I was on depression medication. She says, how's your prescription or whatever? And I'd be writing her out a check, you know, for that, you know, and never really get anywhere. If I was getting anywhere, you know, like I say, time would be up. But I found in these halls, or especially this meeting, nobody's ever told me time's up. And that, for a guy like me who drank the way I drank, And it almost killed me, that was the amazing thing, because that's where the deliverance from anxiety, isolation, loneliness began, from meeting men who told me what they did, frankly, you know. And I could hear them share on this work and on this step and how their lives have changed. And that's, I think, what the message is in the last half of the 12th. It's not so much tell them what you think, just tell them what you did. And what I did was what others in here did for me and did before me, you know. You know, I've had sponsees. I had one that was doing great, you know, and writing his fourth, and he picked up, you know. And I kind of laugh, you know, I don't laugh, but I mean, you know, he said, well, Jesus, I'm going to get kicked out of my sober house right now, as a matter of fact. I said, well, you know, it talks about bringing them into your house, you know, and I call my sponsor, what should I do? And he says, well, from what you're telling me, he survived a long time out there, and it's pretty warm out, he'll be just fine. And you know, that's just what happened, he was just fine, you know. He had some parents, and I was pretty glad that I didn't bring him into the house that night. and go that way. And I've gone on 12-step calls, but I've always followed the advice from men who had experience, especially with 12-step calls, you know, and go taking somebody else, you know. There's a sheet here. You can sign up for District 12, the Cape and Islands District. You go on a call list, and once in a while, you'll get a call. Somebody needs to talk to somebody, and I was caught up in myself, a relationship problem with my daughter one night, and just, it was 9:30 at night. And I had my phone here like I do now, and all of a sudden it rang, and I looked at it and said, that's a Barnstable number. Normally, I wouldn't pick it up, and I did, and they said, oh, this is Cape and Islands District 12, I think it was. You're on the call-up list. We have a man here that needs to speak to somebody. You know, and all of a sudden, I went from all that fear, anxiety, right there in front of me with my daughter, over my daughter, the poor me's, you know, all of a sudden, I was connected with a guy that needed to talk. I was in Falmouth, he was in Wellfleet. It just turned out that, you know, I was able to, and he was able to help me too. Anyway, I think for me, this last half of the 12th, I don't get involved, I really don't, with marital issues, or let me put it this way, I don't give any advice with that. You know, I was always taught to listen, and then finally at the end just say, okay, well, you know, what are your choices here? And then look at that, black and white, you know, those type of scenarios. And I always hope for the best. But the main thing is, you know, by working with someone else, I stay sober whether he does or not, you know, so far, day at a time, asking for help to stay away from that first drink or substitute and reaching out to others. I've been able to do that. And if he doesn't, well, I used to take it personally, then, you know, I can only show him the tools that was shown me, and treat him with compassion, because that's what guys in here did for me. So anyway, you know, as far as the drinking in public places, that obsession, I believe it's the grace of God has left me and did in this process, you know. So, you know, I always advise people early on in sobriety, you know, if they don't need to be here, like it says in the text, you know, at a place, you know, why go there? You know, they say, if you go where you used to go, you'll feel like you used to feel. And I was taught pretty young never to piss on a hornet's nest, so. Anyway, that's all I have. Thank you. There you are.